Thank you for coming. This is the travel event for Town of Old Wick 2017. We thank Multicultural Youth Queensland with Mary and Charlie for coming again this year. This is the third year that they've come to Cloncurry and helped put some events together. They've been working with the two schools all week and produced these fantastic shots around the walls that we're all looking at. So the kids have done an awesome job working with these ladies this week. And I'm sure as you go around, ask some questions, see what the thoughts and the background is on the shop. It's pretty interesting. I think we're very lucky to have the participation of the Multicultural Youth group coming from Cloncurry. We had a lot of event this year, last year, so we're going to do that on an odd and even occasion. So next year it's going to be a really big Multicultural Week again. So I'd like to thank Harry and Charlie again, and all the kids for their participation. I'll hand over to you to say a few words.
Thank you, Greg. Well, thank you everyone for coming. As Greg said, this is our third year of running a 100-day event and activities with the council and two different schools. This year, our project is a bit different. We involved the students from both of the schools, capturing meaningful images that connect to the world of their choice. These images represent the lens on life from young people in Cloncurry and highlight their story, insight and their worldview. So the purpose of this project is these images will be taken back down to Logan with us and we'll be producing strengths cards. So the purpose of strengths card is to help young people identify their strengths, skills, goal sets, explore values, reflect and connect. These cards have the ability to reveal knowledge and break down barriers to help engage with one another. So in a lot of our work that we do down in Logan with multicultural young people and refugee young people is used as an icebreaker, especially when young people come to an activity, when they don't know the people or the language, it's quite hard for them to communicate or explain to us what it could be. So a lot of times we use the strengths cards to break down those barriers and then establish a better relationship with the young people and communicate on a better level with them. But I would just like to thank the council, Karen and her team for helping us this today, putting all the frames up, and also the two schools. Everyone has been really great participating in the activity and so helpful with us. Obviously, projects like these take quite a long time to put together, so we've been liaising with the State School and St. Joseph for quite a number of months to get the students involved. But I think we have some students who are going to come up and talk about their experience participating in this activity as well. So,
the places that were memorable to us or places we like to go. seemed so enthusiastic.